I'm Taylor.
And today we are going to be reading you The Bernstein Bears in the Messy Room.
Written by
Stan and Jan Bernstein. And when you hear the sound, you know it's time to turn the page. Let's begin.
From the outside, the bear's treehouse, which stood beside a sunny dirt road deep in Bear County, looked very neat and well-kept.
The flower bed sparkled with red, yellow, and blue tulips.
The woodwork was freshly painted and in good repair.
The grass was cut and the vegetable patch was properly weeded.
Even the bird's nest that perched on one of the tree's house branches was well trimmed.
The inside of the bear's treehouse was neat and clean, too.
The pictures were straight.
The piano was dusted.
The kitchen was spick and span.
And even the basement was neat and clean. And if you think it's easy to keep a treehouse basement neat and clean, well, you've never tried to do it.
Yes, the bear's treehouse was a lesson in neatness and cleanliness.
Except for one place.
Brother Bear and Sister Bear's room.
It was a mess.
A dust-catching wall-to-wall helter-shelter mess.
A half-done jigsaw puzzle gathered dust in one corner of the room. A group of brothers' dinosaur models collected cobwebs and another sister's stuffed animals were everywhere.
And for the cubs' big storage closet, well, just be careful how you open it.
It wasn't that brother and sister were naturally messy. They tried to keep their room straight. They made their beds.
Most of the time.
And they swept and picked up.
Once in a while.
The trouble was that when cleanup time came, they spent more time arguing than cleaning.
How am I supposed to sleep with your dumb dinosaur toys all over the floor? Argued Sister.
They're not toys, they're models, and don't move them. I'm working on a set of prehistoric age, Brother protested.
Prehistoric schmehistoric, shouted Sister. Not only was Brother and Sister's room a mess, but Brother and Sister were getting to be a mess too. Always arguing about cleanup chores instead of sharing the job and working as a team.
What unusual happened was that while the cubs argued about whose turn it was to do that, Mama took the broom and did the sweeping herself.
She often did the picking up part too. That was the worst part, the picking up.
And putting away.
Well, the mess just seemed to build up and build up until one day, maybe because it was Mama's back was a little stiff, or maybe it was because she stepped on Brother's airplane cement, or maybe she was fed up about the messy room. Whatever it was, Mama Bear lost her temper.
She stormed into the cub's room with a big box. The first thing we have to do is get rid of all of this junk.
Junk, said Brother and Sister, watching in horror as Mama began to throw things into the box.
My teddy isn't junk, screamed Sister. My bird's nest collection isn't junk, yelled Brother at the top of his lungs.
The screaming and yelling got so loud that it reached Papa, who was in his workshop putting the finishing touches on a batch of chairs he had been ordered by one of his customers. He couldn't imagine what was wrong.
He hurried up the stairs and looked into the messy, noisy room. It didn't take a deep thinker to figure out what was going on.
Quiet! Papa got Mama and the cubs' attention and called a family meeting right then and there.
Now, the mess had really built up in this room, he said. In fact, it's the worst case of messy built up I've ever seen.
And this isn't fair, he continued. It isn't fair to your mama and me because we have a lot of other things to do to take care of. And it isn't fair to you because you really can't have fun or relax in a room that's such a terrible mess.
But Mama is pulling all my things into the box, even my teddy, said Sister.
My things too, cried Brother. Then Papa got an idea.
a box. Yes, he said. Better yet, a lot of different kinds of boxes. A big toy box for your large toys.
I can make one for you in my shop, and some smaller boxes for your collections and models.
And how about one of those boards with holes and pegs to hang things on? Asked Sister.
A peg board, said Papa. Great idea. All this room needs is a little organization.
A little organization and a few rules, added Mama. Rules about more sweeping and less arguing and not leaving things to gather dust and cobwebs.
Papa set to work making a big toy box and a large peg board.
While the Cubs and Mama sorted out toys, books, games, and puzzles and put them into boxes that fit neatly into the closet, every box was clearly labeled.
Some of the Cubs' things did up in Mama's throwaway box, but not Sister's Teddy, of course, but some of Brother's bird nests, the crumbling, falling apart ones.
It was a very big job cleaning up all that messy buildup, but after a lot of straightening up and putting away, the job was finally finished. Wow, said Brother. That was quite a job, but it was worth it. It looks like a whole new room, said Sister. The Cubs were right.
And Papa had been right there, too. It was so much more enjoyable to live in a nice, clean, well-organized room. There was so much more relaxing. It wasn't as exciting to open up a big storage closet now.
But it was much more particular and a lot more fun.
The end. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening to our book. And once again, I'm Taylor.
And I'm Marie.
Bye!